Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week we've been on the topic, when kids leave home, which for many is a difficult thing to deal with. I've heard from many of you listeners who have told me your stories of what it was like when your children left for college, and there are so many similarities in your stories. Financial challenges, worry, concern, but most in the same way, we put them in the hands of God. You know, at this point in life, these kids are grown. Society even calls them adults, even though to us, they are still our children. We know their strengths and their weaknesses, and we've made important decisions for them for 18 years. And in one drive from our home to their new destination, all that changes. They seem to find it very easy to stop being children, but we find it extremely difficult to stop being parents. We continue to give instruction. Don't forget to eat breakfast and be sure to get a good night's sleep. Someone recently told me, "Paul, you just gotta let her go." To which I replied, "No, I'm not letting her go. I'm just extending my reach to Lakeland. I'll never stop being a dad." I told Renee and Alex that I will be their daddy forever. No matter what happens in their lives, they will always have a father to go to. Okay, I know I'll have to stop reminding them to brush their teeth at some point, but I'll always be there to help them. Have I put them in the hands of God? Most definitely. But think about it for a minute. When God does something on this earth, how does He usually get it done? With the exception of a sovereign miracle, He usually does it through the hands of men and women. So if He wants to do something for my children, whose hands could possibly be better for Him to use than mine? So do we try to control them? No. Make their decisions for them? No. Be there for them, care for them, love them, laugh with them, and cry with them? Yes. There are many ways God can still use us to bless our grown children. I found that one of the most powerful ways God uses my hands to bless my children is when I fold them and begin to pray. Moms and dads, take a good look at your hands. You very well may be looking at the hands of God. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.